Remember the old telephone game we played as children? Whisper something in the ear of the first person, and they would whisper it to the next person, and so on down the line. The last person said it out loud, but it was usually a far cry from the original, and then everyone burst out laughing because of how garbled the last word was. I thought about this game while I was reading background material on Noah and the Great Flood in a study Bible. Did you know that most ancient civilizations also have a flood story? For instance, a Sumerian version dates to about 1800 years before Christ. In comparison to the one in Genesis, it seems as garbled as the ending of the telephone game. Yet, though flawed, it has practical value. It helps confirm the reality of the flood when scoffers discount it as a fairy tale. There really was a tremendous deluge upon the earth, and God recorded it, the genuine version, in His Word. Does that matter today since it occurred so long ago? Yes, I think it does. It tells us what solid ground we stand on. If the flood was real, the other events in the Bible are too. Better than events, the promises are also true. And I need those promises when floods come in my life, and I bet you do too. Have you seen a rainbow lately? It's a reminder of a great promise taken from the Great Flood, and it says, "Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. And I'll take that as the last word."